This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour as we begin to presume to entertain and inform you on a conversation program that really does focus on things that matter. And that can be described differently by different people, Jay. What's important to you may not be important to me, vice versa, but there are always things going on that are interesting and compelling, and there's some relationship, if you will, to who you are and what's going on. And I think that's what I'm proudest of with regard to this program. We kind of get on that and stick with things. Sometimes they're wonderful. Sometimes they're not so nice, frankly, but to start this hour, I thought perhaps we ought to have some nice news. Part of it has to do with the fact the moon is full. You noticed it's a full moon and it really
is. Oh, yeah,
I
love a good full moon.
Right, exactly.
Go charge and cleanse your crystals.
This is the fourth and final full super moon of the year. They call it the Sturgeon Moon. It's reaching its peak tonight, about 9:30 Eastern time, so you'll be able to see it where it's dark, obviously, and it'll be close enough as you go across the country for most people to see the spectacle. There's also going to be a big meteor shower probably tonight, and this is the most popular of all the annual meteor showers that you can see. Yeah, right.
It's a good one. Hopefully the brightness, I love a full moon, but hopefully the brightness doesn't drown it out. Do you remember the full moon? It was March, I believe, 1993, where it seemed so epic. It almost seemed like there was a screen or something. It didn't seem real. It just seemed so unbelievably close. And every time I hear of a super moon coming, I get so excited because I envision it being like this, and I'm disappointed every time. It just seems like it's a little bit larger than the full moon normally is, but it never seems as big as that 1993 one.
Well, we had one last year that was pretty big. As we go further into the fall, wash out my mouth with soap. As you get further along and the sky becomes bigger, it seems. When you get into September and those moons in the fall, they seem that they're bigger. Well, they are, because the moon is closer to the Earth. It has an apogee and perigee. It doesn't go around in a complete full real circle. It's an elliptical path that it takes. So that means at some points better. You can get closer, obviously, vision, because the moon is almost 80,000 miles closer to the Earth at this point as we go further into the fall than it is, let's say, in the early to late spring, when it's out 328 to 340,000 miles away from from the Earth. So anyway, it's kind of, you look at this, and then you think about the astrological impact. Those of you who are like me that believe that there's much to understanding how the various signs work and the various positions of the moon and that sort of thing. So this is a full moon in Aquarius. It's something, and Aquarius is a very, it's a modest, I'm an Aquarian in part. I'm a Scorpio with Pisces rising, and my third sign is Aquarius. So it kind of tends to make me more of a thinker, a relator, if you will. If you feel like you're doing things and you're, and it's lighter, you are. The things in the air are lighter. People are thinking more about their heart. And vacation time, summertime, people love to go into the water. And so this is a good, if you start thinking about it today, according to my astrological friends, thinking about it starting today and tomorrow, you will feel the effects of the full moon. It's water-based time. Aquarians, that's a water sign. So your sense of self will be bigger. You'll have a brighter picture in your life. This is generally speaking, not for everybody. But it's interesting to see how this, I always look at these things, my daily horoscope, or I look at things that are influential, and I try to hold on to them and remember them during the course of the day. And so what comes more to the surface for me when I'm thinking about this is that, and this I firmly believe, that we are spiritual beings in a physical body. Sometimes people turn that around. They think they're physical and the spiritual is just part of it. I just think the other way around. I think that we're, that there's something about spirit, the journey we're on, part of our journey is to become human. And maybe there are other, you don't really know, but it just feels right to me to think about it that way. All of the talk about life after life or life after death, you know, there are a lot of things that are changing that are not really understandable because they're happening so fast. Now, that seems to be part of where we are spiritually, or real, where the real world is. Anyway, so under construction. Right, we're all our lives are under construction. Things go on. We want to be stable, but we aren't. There's no such thing as stability. Which, when you think about it, is kind of awesome. You know, there isn't. There's no such thing as. We like to think. We try, but every day we talk about things like these three people that were killed in the Indiana house that exploded, Evansville, Indiana.
Yes.
39 yes. homes were blown up. One person was taken to the hospital, and three others subsequently died. The homes were flattened. It caused the explosion under investigation. Well, you got
to. Can you imagine a house exploding damaged 39 other homes? And
yeah.
Really, thankfully, more people were not killed in this.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, imagine being a fireman and going into something like that. If you're not even a police officer, but a fireman that's got to go deal with something that you really aren't sure, or you don't know whether it's gas, and what do you have to put your mask on so you can breathe?
Mm-hmm.
The heat that comes from a fire and an explosion like this. I have more regard, and I don't mean this to sound pejorative, but I think I have more regard for firemen and what they have to deal with because it's so unknown. Although police officers, especially when they do go do a domestic, you know, that's something mm-hmm. that you never know what you're walking into there. Any police officer I've ever known said the worst thing is to go to a domestic. It's just they all, you know, because you never know what you're going to, you don't know what you're going to encounter. So, anyway. All right. Here's let's see, where is it? 14 past the hour. I got a couple of items here that I want to discuss with everybody about youngsters and being young and kids going back to school, what that's all about, or experiences they're having. A couple of things for us to think about. We'll get to those after this.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
All right, what do you make of this? 16 after the hour, by the way. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A mother traveling to England from Hong Kong with her husband and the two children died on the plane.
Isn't that awful? Isn't it just tragic? She just fell asleep and didn't wake up.
Right.
And there were still many hours left in that flight, and she was just there with her husband and her children. They were moving. They were in Hong Kong for her work for about 2 decades, and they were finally able to move back to the UK. And just she hadn't seen her family in years a couple years because of the pandemic and everything, and she was just so excited to see her aging parents. And that is just so awful.
So Helen Rhodes, her name. She was a midwife. She just lay unconscious, unresponsive, couldn't be resuscitated. Imagine, in front of your children, you die. And you have to sit next to them for 8 hours while the plane gets to its destination. Just a dead body
so
next to you.
So traumatizing for that family.
Can't even tell. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be a second guesser here, but would it be that you take the body and put it, you know, someplace else, so I'd leave it in the seat, put it in. I mean, it has to have been a double, a flight like that, it has to have been a big plane, so they have a place somewhere to stick the body. I don't know, maybe that's too crude.
But would they even be legally allowed to do something like that?
No.
I fell down a rabbit hole of threads one time, and it was something about things that flight attendants typically don't talk about or things that flight attendants want you to know. And there was one in there where there are times that somebody just passes away on a flight and they have to just leave them there, and they just look like they're sleeping. And sometimes they'll bring a blanket and put it over their lap to make it kind of look that way, too.
Yeah. My sister, now that you're challenging my memory, I remember my sister telling me a story about something like this happening. She was a flight attendant for 48, 49 years for Northwest and Delta. And it was a flight it was either Japan, it was over the Pacific anyway. And so what do you do when the person just dies? And you're over the middle of the ocean. You can't turn around. You're in the middle. You don't know whether you go forward or backward. So you don't. Usually the rule is you just keep going, unless the person is having a medical and you're over land. Then you land the plane. That's what the rule is. If you're over land and somebody is having a medical, my sister said that she's been through that any number of times. When you have a heart attack, that's usually what happens. One person, now I'm remembering a lot of her stories. One person was choking on an olive. I shouldn't laugh about it. But, you know, they tried the Heimlich maneuver. They tried all kinds of things. And I don't remember whether that was the case, but I remember four or five stories, her telling me four or five stories about people that either just died on the plane or had a problem, you know, eating something, and they tried to fix it and they couldn't, so the person eventually died. You know, but they'll go, you know, she pretty much ran domestic. She didn't like going overseas. So, you know, she'd be running from Minneapolis to Cleveland or who knows where. And often, I shouldn't say often, but when it happened, plane right to the ground as fast as possible. Find the nearest airport, get to the ground. That's pretty much what they're told. I don't know. I wouldn't want to experience it. Thank you very much. It does give you a lot of food for thought about life, doesn't it? Think about it. Think about your life and appreciate it. Do the best you can with your life. 21 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As soon as the baby has a flowing bloodstream, which it has in the first trimester of life, it needs to start developing a defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, the happening place here, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and as celebrity is our focus during this portion of each hour, Jay, social media input from folks as well. We encourage you, no matter what we're talking about, you got something to say, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. People talking, wondering about Ann Heche. How she is physically, but apparently if she comes out of this, she's going to have a problem because she's been charged with felony DUI, which is different than regular DUI, because when things get so screwed up as they are in this case, crashing her car into a home, so the investigation continues because there were people that were injured in all this, right?
So the woman whose house that she went into has suffered some injuries, so that's why now the investigation into what happened is now an investigation for felony DUI following that crash. And Ann Heche, she remains in critical condition.
Wow. Imagine that, huh? Okay, so Olivia Wilde, you and I were talking about her off the air. She was married to Jason Sudeikis, right? For what,
Sudeikis? I can't recall if they ever got married or not. If they were just one of those like forever fiancéed, engaged. That's the word. Eventually.
Yeah, you're right. Not so much anymore.
Well, So then when he served her divorce papers, or the process server served her divorce papers, it was during this event, and she was getting.
Why did he initiate the divorce? She was messing around.
She left him for Harry Styles.
Oh.
She started another relationship. So their relationship was just done, and they were going to try to coexist and co-parent and all of that. But after he served her that way, and he says that he didn't realize that was going to happen. He said that she was supposed to be served at her hotel. If they couldn't reach her at the hotel, then it was supposed to be at the airport.
Yeah.
But apparently the process server, something fell through, and they went to that place. But he did make it adamant that it should not be at Harry Styles' house because he didn't know if his kids would be there, and he did not want his kids present. He didn't want it to be at a school or anything where the kids would be present and other students' parents might be present. He said that he made it a point that he did not want her to be embarrassed by this, but it didn't work out, and she doesn't believe him. But anyway, that's just like all of the sources say kind of information.
What a shame. The children are the victims here.
It is. And they're in the custody battle where he says that the kids' home should be in New York. They both want to raise them together, but the where of it is. And
she's
the judge
in California.
Has sided,
he's in New York, right?
Yeah, and the judge has sided with Olivia Wilde that, no, the kids' home is in L.A.
Mm-hmm. So what does this do? Never mind the two of them as adults. What does it do to the children to have to experience this sort of thing? And this happens, by the way, it's nothing unique. This sort of thing, this play is something that plays out every day all across the country, where people who get involved, they have their egos, they find somebody else they love, they don't want to be with this person, they want to be with that person. But the consequences of having children make that a different reality. If you don't have any children, who cares?
Well, but then being in the public eye, where news media and people are talking about this, the inside scoop, if you will, is being printed. Fortunately, their kids are 5 and 8, so maybe they're too young to see all of that, but eventually they will read these articles.
Yeah, right. And then what does that do to the psychology?
Read these articles. I'm sure they'll be teased for things.
Right, yep. So anyway, I don't know. I used to think Olivia Wilde was kind of cool, but I'm not sure I still think that. And now, it's hard, like we were saying earlier, to know what a person is really all about. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New York City's Democrat Mayor Eric Adams is all for illegal immigration into our country as long as they keep out of the Big Apple. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now, once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. they are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics will release the Producer Price Index this morning. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The White House has decided to selectively answer questions on the President Trump home raid by heavily armed FBI agents.
Again, I'm just not going to comment on any reaction to what happened yesterday. We are going to refer any incoming to the Department of Justice. I can tell you this. He was not aware of the Mar-a-Lago raid, I don't know what you guys are calling it, before it happened.
The FBI's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home can be seen as a political tactic used in a third world country, so says Representative Glenn Grothman, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
Well, I think overall this right now makes President Trump appear a martyr. As a matter of fact, I knew several people yesterday who in Wisconsin primary day actually voted for the Trump-endorsed candidate to show support for President Trump. In other words, they were going to go for the other candidate and flip for Trump. So I think this is the type of thing that makes President Trump more popular and the people view him as a victim. They know these things are politically motivated.
Three people were killed when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana on Wednesday in a blast that damaged 39 other homes. The explosion happened just before 1 p.m. local time. Some of the homes were damaged so severely that they were not safe to enter, and a search for more victims was on hold and not finished by Wednesday evening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriends.
Oh, they married?
They are, yes. No, are they no, 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 they're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There's this big scandal. So scandalous.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are here. And so the reality for those of you who for the past hour have maybe heard music or you've heard nothing or something's gone on, I feel it incumbent on me to explain as best I can what it is that has been going on, and it all has to do with technology. For a change, it's not human error. We've had our problems, and I've been the first to speak about them publicly. We've had our technical issues as we've changed from Radio America to USA and the radio network here. But in this circumstance, because we've all been kind of silly in a sense, but it's not much you can do about it, and being dependent on one facility to what they call uplink our radio programs. So pretty much every network, with the exception of the iHeart stations, is on a server and on a delivery system that comes out of a huge Well, we used to call them tower farms, but they're now it's the big dishes. They get the feeds from all of the various programs, and they send it out into the air. The technicalities of this, although perhaps a little boring, maybe you'll find this interesting, because it is fascinating, actually, how this all works. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Jay is in her studio in Cleveland. And we have a facility in Dallas. Our signal comes, it originates from us. Our conversations are going through various connections, and they're all internet-based, to the facility in Dallas, which then runs it through a final processing, and it is sent to what they call a dish farm that's operated by one of the big networks in Denver. And from that, it's sent up to a satellite, which is 23,000 miles above the Earth. And then it comes back down to the individual stations that are carrying the program. So it goes up to the satellite, distributed. The individual stations have receivers. The signal goes into the receiver, and then it goes through their whatever their connection, their board, their operation in their studio is. And then it's sent out to a tower, which then sends the signal to your house, to your car, to your office, wherever you get it. And this all takes place in 1/8 of a second. Imagine, just imagine it. All of the things that I just put together that took me 37 seconds to explain, in 1/8 of a second, that all takes place. It's phenomenal when you think about it, but when it doesn't work, it's not too cool. So, so some of you have experienced on the stage, maybe you have nothing, maybe you have music. It depends, because some stations don't have anybody. It depends on the time of day, because this program is an early morning program for some stations. It's a what we call morning drive show for some. It's a mid-morning program, and sometimes later in the day. It's played all around the clock, all around the world, literally. And so when something is a hiccup like had been experienced over the past, I think it was over an hour. So we kept going because who knows who's able to listen. But for the most part, it funnels down to one delivery system. And because I tell you this, I'm happy, not happy, but I feel like I should tell you stories so that you don't think we're just like everybody else. We've had our issues, we've had our problems with distribution over the past month or so. But I'm gun shy, actually. I said, we were laughing about this earlier. I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, I'm not on the air!
It's like most people have that falling dream in yours.
Right. Mine is that I can't get to speak to people. It doesn't work. It's not working. What are we doing? Anyway, so I thought I'd tell you that story.
But this is also a good moment to say, too, that if you did miss anything, you can always go to gooddayshow.com and click that listen button. It is a continuous stream until the next live show. So the show will re-air on the website.
It's there for the asking, for the taking, so you can catch it. Because if you didn't hear the last hour, it could have been the best hour that I've ever done on the air. You know? And you didn't get to hear it. Through no fault of ours, not about fault and blame, but if you missed it, what is the old expression that all these cornball radio guys, miss a minute, miss a lot, or something like that at any rate. That's kind of the story. Here's a touching story about a boy who donated his school supplies to youngsters in kindergarten. 8-year-old boy honoring his late brother who would have started kindergarten this week. His name is Grayson Brooks. He's a third grader. He delivered $350 worth of supplies to the Estes Elementary School in Owensboro, Kentucky. He asked that crayons, markers, writing paper be used by incoming kindergartners because that's the class his brother would have been in. His brother's name was Wyatt.
He doesn't want him to be forgotten. That just, it's so beautiful, and it's so sad and unfortunate for this family that Wyatt died at 4 months old. He died from SIDS.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, and the mom even says that Grayson was such a great big brother even then, and he continues to help keep Wyatt's memory alive. And it was his idea to go get the school supplies and donate them to the class that would have been Wyatt's.
Yeah. God bless him. This is the kind of stuff we want youngsters to be growing up to be human beings, adults, thinking like this, acting like this, being like this. And so, yeah, hold that kid can hold his head up high. Hold your head high. Here's another kindergartner, but this is a different story about a kindergartner in Louisiana forced out of school because her parents are gay. This is, hello, 2022. Knock, knock. Somebody knock on somebody's door. It's 2022. Hello. Emily and Jeannie Parker said that they learned they needed to find a new home, a new school, for their adopted daughter, Zoe, who's five, because their marriage doesn't adhere to the teachings of the Bible Baptist Academy. And you know what? I get it. I understand. The Bible Baptist Academy, the people who are Bible thumpers, they don't like the fact that gay people are married. So I guess I would wonder, and I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here, Jay, a little bit. Why send? You got to know that at the beginning. Not that it's appropriate or good, but you got to know that the Baptist Church running a Bible school ain't going to like you and your child if you're gay.
Here's the thing. So the five-year-old was in pre-kindergarten and daycare at this church / school for before trying to go into kindergarten. But Emily and Jeannie, Emily is Zoe's biological aunt. Her brother died in a tragic accident, a work accident in 2020. And so they took her in. So Zoe was already at this school, but then upon starting the new school year, 4 days before school was supposed to start, Emily and Jeannie get sat down by the principal and was like, we can't have her here. It goes, you know, no, we don't, there's no hate in our heart, but this just doesn't go with what we're teaching, and we just can't allow it. And
those are just words.
Well, and they've said that, of course, they feel disgusted by the whole thing, but they're happy that it happened because they wouldn't want Zoe to go somewhere where this is going to be something, like this is going to be an issue, and they found a different Christian academy, and there were actually a lot of different religious schools that reached out to them and were like,
good.
Love to have Zoe.
Yep. Yeah. So the whole business about Christianity and being Christian, and I'm a Christian and you're not, so I'm good and you're bad, you know, that's such crap. And the Bible, there's nothing in the Bible. I was quite a student of the Bible when I was, I don't know every passage, I don't know every chapter, I don't know every verse, but I know that I spent a lot of time as a youngster being involved in church activities, being involved in the church, socially, spiritually. I loved going to church, actually. I loved singing in the choirs. It was a wonderful experience because I didn't have a great grounding at home, and I was trying to find myself. What's going on? You know, that's why I found the farm and how that became such an influence in my life. Same thing with church. I found the minister. His name was Dick Duncanson. God, I love that guy. He was a wonderfully basic, simple man who understood and tried to help. His job at the church was to be minister to the younger end of the parish, if you will. And so he managed to make the lessons in the Bible very practical, at least for me, for us. And he would teach us openly about the Bible. And in essence, what his message was, that it is all about love. God loves us, and these choices that are made by people because they want to believe something different, I challenge anybody to find some sort of, I'm sure somebody can find some obscure passage in the Bible that speaks about same-sex couples, or it's important, I forget, there is something about lying down with someone of the same sex or something, I don't know what it is, but I think the most of what I care to take away from the things that I learned in the Bible was about the goodness, about the love, and about the tolerance, Jesus and turning the other cheek. You know, the Bible is supposed to all be, at least the Old Testament. Well, the New Testament is supposed to all be about Jesus, and you know what happened is Christianity was formed. The Old Testament is the Old Testament.
Prior to his birth, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. The Bible is supposed to teach that every life has value and there's dignity in all of us because we're created in the image of God. And this is actually a statement posted on the school's website. That what I just said, that's exactly what's on the website. And it says the Bible teaches us to love everyone and strive to teach the students who attend the same thing, encouraged to show love and compassion to everyone. And they already failed that.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Faith, hope, and charity. I remember learning, I think it was in the third grade when I learned that one. That's the way the... Let's see, let me think if I remember. Here's a challenge. Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way the Lord is teaching me. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
You're going back to Sunday school now.
Yeah. All right, it's a crazy world. All right, so here's something, and we'll pause for a moment. I want to tell you the story about what happened during the Pirates game. The player's name is Rodolfo Castro, who's involved in this. The Pirates were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks, and something very interesting happened. We'll talk about that after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, so Rodolfo Castro, Jay, hits a line drive, center field. I feel like I'm doing the play-by-play. And he's running around to third base, and he slides into third base, and out from his pocket pops his cell phone. You can see this in the video. His cell phone falls out of his pocket in the middle of the game. And so you think about this, I chuckle to myself thinking about it. It just seems, and he's reaching for it as he grabs the bag, he's reaching for his cell phone. But you got to wonder, are all these guys, I mean, there's probably no rule against it.
At this point, we're all addicted to their cell phones.
Yeah, it's damn phones. And so, but I would think it would be tough to keep in your pocket or have any obstruction in your pocket like that. But anyway, it's just that's a great story, frankly. 10 before the hour.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus, for those of you who listen to the Good Day program, you know that Dr. Ken is an important part of our activities. Whenever there's a health question, we go to Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, and Ken is here to answer some of the questions that come from various sources. First one has to do with the way one tries to figure out with the loss of smell what that means. I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else, because I know a lot of people, as you do, I'm sure, patients who have come to you and said, I don't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and that was COVID. But if you lose your smell, it may also mean something else, right?
Doug, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Medical Journal, tells us that the future of dementia screening could include a test of a person's sense of smell based on this new publication. It seems, Doug, that the decline in a person's sense of smell could predict their loss of mental function and warn of structural changes in the brain that are important in Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the smell thing has affected us in many different ways. Now, I see something else. Alzheimer's and dementia are connected. Let's explain for a moment what the connection is. Which came first, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is just the loss of ability to remember and think, and Alzheimer's is a particular type where you see these plaques and tangles that are specific to the brain.
All right. So there's some information that people are questioning about ultra-processed foods and what they do in terms of how risky eating that stuff is for getting dementia. Why would there be a connection between the processing of foods and dementia? That's an interesting, very interesting point and question.
I think this is an important point made this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. They conclude that eating lots of ultra-processed foods may dramatically increase your risk for dementia, Doug. Ultra-processed foods are high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in protein and fiber. Here's a list of the common ones that you want to just keep as treats: sodas, salty and sugary snacks and desserts, ice cream, sausage, fried chicken, flavored yogurt, ketchup, mayonnaise, packaged bread, and flavored cereals. All are examples. And why this is so is yet to be really well understood. I think a common denominator here is that these foods do lead to increased inflammation and cholesterol in the circulation. And it seems like all the things you do to keep the circulation in the rest of the body healthy also lowers the risk of getting dementia.
All right. So it's another reason to stay away from processed foods, that's for sure. Then there are other things that lower. So processed foods increase the risk of dementia, but apparently there's a question about lowering the risk of dementia if you are an exerciser, if you're active, if you're moving, which is, I think, the key to, frankly, for me anyway, the key to life is to keep moving. So how does that lower, all that stuff, lower the risk of dementia?
Well, this is an interesting observation published this week in Neurology, and how this data was collected you'll find interesting. But it seems like your daily walk, cleaning the house, and lunch with friends, Doug, could together be keys to staving off dementia. Here's how they did this. Researchers in China combed the data of more than a 500,000 British people in the UK Biobank, and they found that household chores, social visits, and exercise were all associated with reduced risk for multiple forms of dementia.
All right. So that, I guess, what is it? The word to the wise is sufficient. Keep your body moving. Keep your head moving. Otherwise, it's doom and gloom, it seems to me. All right. Quick note on the opioid stats that are floating around. People who are using opioids, they mix them with other drugs. How mindless is this? But yet, apparently, this is a big problem, Ken. How big?
Huge problem and only getting worse. It's so distressing. Mom and dad, when you talk to the kids about not drinking and driving, talk to them about inhaled naloxone. This is the antidote. All the teenagers, all the college kids should know how to use inhaled naloxone.
All right, so that's and all the people who are doing this to themselves, what they think is going to happen to themselves. Good God. All right, so there it is, an overview of some of the important questions, medical questions that we've done this past week for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Contact him by dialing 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.